Hey, let's go to Brisbane. We've talked about logistics. We've talked about the players they should be targeting and all the rest of it. But we need a greater understanding of what this is going to mean for the city of Brisbane.
Well, it's massive for the game. It's so, so good. I love expansion. Everyone says, oh, we haven't got enough players. Well, you know what? We find players. Mm. Young kids, they sprout and they say, I want to play for that team. And now that we've got another one, I think it's inevitable we get 18. But when we talk about Brisbane and Queensland, we go to one of our favourite sons, the Raging Bull, Gordy Tallis. Gordy, big, big announcement, mate. Massive news for the rugby league in Queensland.
Yeah, look, it's huge. Yeah, there was talk for a while and, you know, whether they relocate or whatever, but now the decision's been made, I think we've got on with it. I love it that it's the Dolphins. In our Queensland competition, the Dolphins have been a powerhouse for a long, long time. They've been affiliated with many Sydney teams. The Roosters were the one. The great Arthur Beetson played for them, Wally Fulton-Smith, Mark Murray. There's been so many guys that have worn that jersey and now they get a chance to, you know, cut out a future in the NRL. And like when people talk about it, so just for the Sydney people, it's 45 minutes from my house. So it's heading, you know, so like it's right out on the peninsula. For you guys, it's probably like Manly. Like it's as far as you can go for Manly. So okay. So like pretty much it's our Manly. If you're looking at Sydney geographically, and Brisbane would be South Sydney, right in the middle of the city. And obviously, you know, now we've got one down one coast and you go up the other coast, which is the Gold Coast Titans. So now we've got three teams within about 200 kilometres of each other, which is, you know, pretty good for Queenslanders.
Not only are you an ex-fantastic rugby league player, but you are a geographical expert as well. you know, I was going to ask that question because I think it's a big question. I wanted to know exactly for us Sydney-siders, us New South Welshmen, exactly where Redcliffe was and what kind of reputation it has. You answered the question that I was going to ask earlier. Who are the famous players that come out of there? Artie Beetson come out of there, my goodness.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm Artie Beetson, Wally Fulton-Smith, who you'd know. Cherry Evans. So Cherry Evans is family name, they played for Redcliffe, so the Cherries and the Evans.
Oh,
you know, so it's certainly been a powerhouse up here.
Oh, I wonder if Redcliffe or the Dolphins might be able to twist the arm of Daly Cherry Evans to maybe.
Well, that's the question. You know. I mean, now that we hear that Wayne Bennett is going to be coach of them, and that's a fait accompli, we're not kind of calibre of player Gordy Hill attract. Obviously, he can take his pick.
Yeah. Oh, look, absolutely. And do you know the benefit for the Dolphins is they're going to play a lot of their games, obviously, at Suncorp Stadium. They're going to play a few at their home, Moreton Daly, and they're going to play a few up the sunny coast. Well, where have the players been situated in the last, you know, 9 months?
Yeah.
Up in Queensland, beautiful weather. You know, I think back in the day it might have been a hard sell because Sydney's the big hub, but after those guys coming up here training in 20 degrees, you know, playing a game, and I reckon a lot of them had their families here, and maybe a few NRL players have fallen in love with Queensland, and it could be easy to entice players up here. But there's no doubt that they have to go for a big Queenslander. And, you know, obviously before what had happened in the past, I think Munster would have been on the radar, Kalen Ponga would have been on the radar, Harry Grant, Cherry Evans would probably be there as well. But there's no doubt that they'll try to bring a couple of big Queenslander names home.
Who would be the top of your list, Gordy? Who, like,
it's got to be someone that touches the ball. It's got to be someone that you can hang your hat on, and it's a club. And I think Harry Grant, he's well spoken. You know, someone that the kids love as well, but can do the job on the footy field. And I think that, you know, now I think Harry Grant is someone that every club would want. You know, and I think you can build your club around someone like Harry.
So, Gordy, tell me how the conversation's going to be with your youngest when he decides, hey, Dad, I'm going to be a Dolphins supporter. Are we on board with this?
No, what about when he's 17 or 18? He's about to play footy in Brisbane. He's got like three clubs after him. Who's he going to?
Well, I had to go to Sydney, right? And there were so many Queensland kids in the parking lot waiting to play for the Broncos, right? So they would have had 10 Gordon Tallises waiting there, right? So I had to bypass that to go to Sydney to get my chance. Well, then the North Queensland Cowboys come in. So Matt Bowen might never have had an NRL career without the North Queensland Cowboys coming in. And it's got the Gold Coast Titans with AJ Brimson. And now with the Dolphins, you know, like Cody Walker was playing Queensland Cup until he was 20, 25 or 26. And he nearly won an NRL Grand Final. So there's those players that are on the heap. And, you know, someone like myself, and I never played for Queensland, and normally you've got to play in those rep sides to get picked. So there's that kid like myself that playing that, but just isn't quite a star, but matures a little bit later, that his NRL career is still hanging by a thread, and maybe the Dolphins can give him a lifeline. So I think it's fantastic. There's 30 new jobs in the game, and there's 30 new kids that are going to get their opportunity to come and play NRL footy, and that's the bonus that I see.
I love it. I can see Gordon. Fantastic. Gordon Tallis, the Dolphins ambassador 2024.
No, I'm the Titans, mate. Listen, mate.
Titans, mate.
Listen, Liam, don't put words into my mouth, mate. Mate, we are Titans. We are Titans, Liam.
We are Titans.
Mate, no, no, don't want you going anywhere. Absolutely.
We are Titans.
There you go. Gordon Tallis, a pleasure to have you on to get your insight into this big news. The Dolphins, officially the seventh team in the NRL. Gordy, enjoy your day.
Pleasure, boys.